Jay Fluker sitting down with us. How are you, man?
Doing good.
A little warm out there?
It's a little, not really, but I mean, pretty good weather.
How much do you, I mean, you're a veteran. You've been in this league a long time now. Do you look forward to training camp, or are you at the point where you're going, you know what, I don't necessarily need it. I want to be in shape, but I don't look forward to it the way I did when I was a rookie.
You know, you just can't never get tired of football. So when you're out here with the guys, it's about gelling, having a great time, and knowing your teammates. So, yeah, I enjoy it, to be honest with you.
How do you like the way they run the training camp?
It's great. Take care of the guys. Make them learn more than anything. I think that some days we go without pads, and some days we do go with pads. I think that it's more of a learning experience and more of technique. I think that's really great for the young guys, too. And you know, some of the veterans, we know how to practice already, but it's
sure.
About the young guys. Well, just like the young guys getting to learn and getting the feel of the offense and defense, you know, and learning the hand placement, learning the footwork. So, yeah, pretty good.
Hey, as far as we were just talking about how this year, I mean, they got Russell signed. They just signed Bobby. There's really no drama or turmoil. Like, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen with this guy? Well, this guy's unhappy. We've kind of dealt with that in the past, and I know that's the nature of the game. But Does it feel lighter coming into camp? Like, okay, there's no drama, really. There's nothing people are asking me about over and over and over.
Yeah, I mean, we have a great group of guys. I mean, these guys talk very well. They carry themselves in a professional way. They don't let like outside sources like kind of bother them, and that's kind of what it's about. It's about not being a distraction to the team. I think all these guys who got signed back, they've done a great job with that.
What are you looking to accomplish specifically? Do you set specific goals during training camp or anything like that?
My goal is really like to stay healthy, keep myself going, and you know, being on the field so my guys can you know. Just getting that gel with them and staying on the field, staying healthy. I think that's big for the running backs and Russell. You know, it's just been great so far, and I'm just trying to get better every day.
You know, we talked about the contract situation with Russell and Bobby, but you were a guy that at the end of last season looking at a new deal, right? And was there ever a doubt that you were going to be back? How'd you go into the offseason feeling about things?
You know, I was like, I put it in God's hands. I was like, whatever happens, happens. If it's going to happen tomorrow, I'll happen tomorrow. If it don't, it don't. And then I was just like, you know what? I showed I can play. Show guys that what I bring to the table and Seahawks allowed me to be myself. That's what I really wanted to be, is be myself. Show guys that I still can play. You know, and the run game fits me. The pass protection fit me. The play action fits me. I just enjoy being here. So I was like, if they bring me back, it's a great opportunity. But if not, I understand, and it's a business. But I enjoy being here. So,
well, it seems like just the perfect fit. I mean, the way they want to power run the ball, and then for what you want to do, I mean, you are the perfect guy for this offense.
Sure. I mean, they're the perfect team for me.
Yeah.
it's more of that. You know, but I thank Coach P. Kerr and Coach Lark for bringing me back and everything. And all that, I thank the fans, too. So.
Now, Dwayne Brown said, and I'm sure you probably agree with this, that he thinks this could be the best offensive line in the league. He's looking at the addition of Iupati. You're coming back. You're healthy. He's healthy. Everybody looks like they're healthy to start the year. Afedi coming off a promising season. Do you feel the same way that, hey, if we stay healthy, this could be one of the best lines in the league?
I agree with him. I think that we all like stay together and everyone stays healthy and everyone keep on gelling. You know, I think we can be great. We could be a great offensive line like the old Cowboys back in the day.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, I think that we have a great line. We got beef up front. We got depth. Guys here work hard. They're all about helping each other become better. Coach Lara has done a great job with that for his technique and Perez attitude, as he like to say.
Yeah.
And I think that we're coming along. We haven't arrived. We haven't done nothing yet until we play some games. But we're becoming who we need to be.
How about the young guy? How about Phil Haynes? How has he impressed you so far?
Phil Haynes is a great guy. He's a hell of a person. You know, getting to know him and working with him and learning who he is and everything and what he brings to the table. He's gonna be a great player, I believe. I mean, just seeing him, watching him work and how hard he works. You know, he's gonna be a key factor when he does plays.
When you came into the league as a young guy, did you have veterans that stepped up to help you, or did they haze you? Because I'm curious how you treat the young guys versus how you were treated as a young rookie. Is it different?
You know, when I first got in the league, I was with the Chargers. I was the first one pick for the Chargers. And Nick Hardwick was my veteran, played with the Chargers. he taught me a lot. So did Jerry McCleary, those guys that I play with. They taught me a lot. They didn't haze me. They're all about trying to teach me the offense, getting things done and learning. Big Rivers, playing with him, that was a great experience. But they always telling me, just be who you are, accept to who you are, and just do your thing on the field. But other than that, all thing I had to do was bring out beef jerky. That was really about it. Beef jerky, some candy, maybe some cheese, and maybe some burritos on Friday morning. But that was okay.
Is that how you deal with the rookies here now?
These rookies got now, they got it easy. They're a little bit spoiled here. They got it easy. They don't have the old school veterans. They'll make them do it just about everything.
You're not making them get you beef jerky or burritos or anything?
No need to. No need.
Boy, things have changed in a short period of time, haven't they?
Yes, they have. A whole new generation comes there every year.
Every single year, and yet it's funny. It's not funny. I mean, it's the truth in this league. When you talk to most guys, most veterans help younger players.
Yeah. Majority of us do. I mean, some guys are worried about helping other veterans about taking that spot. But the thing about it is that if you come to compete every single day, that's what matters. As long as you come to compete, have a great mindset, and bring your energy to the game, that's what matters. And it doesn't matter who you are that comes in, you're going to wait. Yeah. That's how I say, you're going to wait till I'm done. but it's all about competition. That's what it is. That's what it is about football. Love playing the game that we played as kids and keep going from there.
DJ Fluker is our guest here for a couple more moments on 710 ESPN Seattle with Bob Gross and Tom. Last year, the line, you guys were great. Number one rushing attack in the NFL. J.R. Sweezy was part of that. He's gone. Mike Iupati comes in. Talk to us about what you've seen out of him. I'm sure you probably knew him a little bit before this. Just his addition to the line. How much different is it with him there?
Man, he's a great big physical guy.
He is a big dude.
He's a big dude, man. I hate to cross him on the opposite side. I'm pretty sure many have. But he does a great job. He's a great guy to be around. Learned a lot of things from him. He's been in the league for a long time. I was in high school when he was still in the league.
You remind him of that?
Yeah. Well, but other than that, I think he brings a physical force to the offensive line, and he's just a leader. And he always talking about how great can we be as offensive line. I think that's great to have.
How much do you want to play during the preseason? That much, really?
I want to play a lot. I know it's all about the season, September, and all that. But I love playing preseason. It's all about seeing new guys to come in. Playing against new defensive friends, new rotations. You trying to learn to keep a notebook on these guys and who you play against. I think that's what it's about.
Pete probably doesn't want you to play. You're too valuable, man. We can't have you hurt.
I don't mind playing preseason. It's just preseason. It's all about getting better at fundamentals and carry it over to the game. I think that's what it's about competing and becoming better. It's always a competition, And I don't know if a guy don't pay in the last for it in the last game, but I would.
You would play the fourth game if they let you?
Yeah, most definitely.
Fourth game, Gross, the one you don't like. He wants to play in it.
That's a monster, man. You got to get the most out of it you can, right, for as long as you can.
Yeah, it's all about polishing that technique. And, I just love football, period.